There was one team in the league who didn't score a touchdown, and he was the worst. I mean, you're talking about Young in Carolina had a miserable day. You know, the rookies didn't particularly play well. Caleb Williams didn't play particularly well. He didn't score an offensive touchdown, but they did score a defensive and special teams touchdown. Like, the worst quarterback play in the NFL last week came from your New York Giants. There's no doubt about it. Daniel Jones was hideous. Hideous. Now, you can't play worse. You can't function. Team can't function that way. And going back and rewatching the game and seeing, you know, the All 22 and all the different things that have been posted on different platforms and social media, he missed so many throws and threw behind so, I mean, he threw one good ball to Neighbors. He threw one good ball the whole day. It was an atrocious display of football. So it's not just the pick six. It's everything. I mean, it was everything. It's hard to talk about anything else. Like I know, I was listening to Jerry and Al on the warm up show after Monday show. So Monday show was the giant reaction leading into the Jet game. And I heard Jerry talk about it, and he was like, yeah, you know, we're going to talk about Daniel Jones, but what about the defense? What about? And he's 100% right. 100% right. I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau is, I mean, you want to talk about, there's a conversation to be had about Joe Shane. I mean, there's a real conversation to be had about Joe Shane, who I defended and said looked great in the Hard Knocks. And now I'm starting to think, it's like, you ever see Step Brothers with Will Ferrell? Right, there's that scene where Seth Rogen is they go on like the series of job interviews, and they show up to these job interviews all in tuxedo, and Seth Rogen is interviewing him to work at like a Sports Authority or some sports store, and he's talking to them and he's like, you know what, you guys are pretty cool. He's like, I you showing up to tuxedos to this job, it's funny, I get it. You know, you guys seem like cool guys. I think we should do this. I'm gonna hire you. And then, for some reason, his name's escaping me because it's 2:43 in the morning, and I'm John C. Reilly. John C. Reilly farts, plainly enough. I'm not going to use any euphemism. John C. Reilly farts, and suddenly Seth Rogen's like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong about you guys, and now the tuxedo seems weird. Like, that's now how I'm starting to feel about Joe Shane, where I watched Hard Knocks, and I was like, yeah, I mean, I agree with him. You don't pay a $40 million quarterback to hand off to a $12 million running back. That makes sense to me. I think he's handled this Saquon Barkley thing right. And you know what? The talent evaluation, the way he, you know, the initial offer for the Burns trade and then what he ended up getting for the Burns trade, and he was trying desperately to move up because he recognizes the quarterback problem. And I'm like, you know what? I feel good about the way this team is run. I feel good about the way I feel about Joe Shane and Brian Daboll right now. And then Daniel Jones went out there and farted, and now I'm like, you know what? I don't know how. I mean, you've got his first draft had two top 10 draft picks, and Kayvon Thibodeau can't get after the quarterback, and Evan Neal can't see the field. Ketchup and onions. Like, that's how I feel right now. Joe Shane is making me taste ketchup and onions. It's bad right now with the New York Giants. It is bad. So there's a lot of things you can complain about, no doubt. There's, you know, Sam Darnold was allowed to go 12 for 12 and go down the field. No one came near him. Burns and Thibodeau had zero tackles for losses. Just a disaster. An absolute disaster in every way, shape, and form. And you could break down a million different things of that game and why they lost. And nobody played well. And it was just a debacle of a week one, same as last year.
Was that a fart?
Yeah, it was. That was Daniel Jones, and then it made me realize these guys are ridiculous in their tuxedos. And that Hard Knock show is ridiculous. Because, let's be honest, The drafting, I mean, then they draft Hyatt in the third round. Year two, the coach is calling him the fourth wide receiver who will be on the field in certain plays. They drafted him in the third round. Oh, what production he got in college. He runs one route. Like, there's a million problems with the New York Giants. A million. But how the hell do you not just talk about Daniel Jones? Like, it's just, it's one of those things where I can't wrap my mind around talking about anything else. I can't focus on the fact that Thibodeau isn't getting after the quarterback. I can't focus on the fact that they're in desperate need of Adoree Jackson just to have a subpar defensive backfield. I can't even focus on the idea that the offensive line still couldn't run block. I can't even focus on the idea of anything else. I can't focus on the idea that only Dexter Lawrence is a valuable player right now. I can't focus on anything else because the quarterback can't throw the easiest of passes. And the quarterback doesn't get off his one first target. And the quarterback is throwing at everybody's feet. Like, I can't get off of that. That's all I see. I'm blinded by it. It's hard to get around anything else.